Are you tired of spending countless hours optimizing and building Google Ad campaigns? Imagine having AI build out your campaigns in minutes. Well, that's the power of ChatGPT. And in today's video, I'll be showing you how to use ChatGPT to build your entire Google Ad campaign, stay above your competition, and make more profit from every ad you launch. I'll show you the entire process, break down every step, and give you all the prompts that you'll need to use. If you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more leads for your trades business using online marketing. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. First things first, I've prepared this Google Doc with all the prompts I'll be using today. All you have to do is put in your industry and the area of operation and you'll be good to go. You'll find the link in the description. Okay, so the first step of building the Google campaign is keyword research. Google Ads is a pay-per-click service, so you want every click to potentially translate into a paying customer. And the way we do this is by choosing high buyer intent keywords for our ad campaigns. These are specific terms and phrases that potential customers search for when they're ready to make a purchase. Targeting these keywords ensures that our ads show up when people are actively looking to make a purchase, increasing sales and getting a better return on our ad spend. To utilize ChatGPT for this task, start by copying and pasting this prompt into ChatGPT. Put in your business category and area. Here I'm taking an example of a roofing company in London. As you can see, ChatGPT is generating a list of high buyer intent keywords such as emergency roofing repair London, London roof replacement service, roof leak repair London, and so on. Again, anyone searching for these keywords will be actively looking to buy rather than someone who's just Googling to gather information. Now you can copy and paste all of these keywords into your campaign. The second step is to build your negative keyword list. Now, negative keywords are words or phrases that you don't want your Google Ads to show up for. For example, if you're a roofer who does roof repairs, you might use DIY or roofing tutorial as a negative keyword, so your ad doesn't show up for people looking to fix the roof themselves. And for plumbers, if you specialize in residential work, you might use commercial as a negative keyword to avoid showing your ad to commercial customers. By using negative keywords, you make sure your ads are seen by the right people who are more likely to be interested in your services, saving you money by not showing up for searches that aren't a good fit. So let's copy and paste this prompt into ChatGPT. Again, for this video, I'm using an example of a roofing company. After running hundreds of Google Ad campaigns, we can confirm that these are actually great suggestions from ChatGPT. Once you've done this, you can directly copy and paste them into your ad campaign negative keyword list. We can go one step further and type, take out the word roof and just leave me other keywords. And there you go, ChatGPT gives us negative keywords like DIY repair and trade training. Words that you don't want your ad to show up for as it will just burn through your budget. Step number three is to do competition research. Knowing our competition strategy and seeing what already works is a shortcut to success. We can use ChatGPT to find our competitors in our area, so we can see their keyword strategy, landing pages, websites, etc. We'll copy and paste our prompt into ChatGPT. For this example, we can look at the biggest plumbing companies in London. Now we can go through each of them and start checking out their website, what keywords they're targeting, their ad headlines and description. This is a great way to get an insight into our competition. By analysing what they're doing well, we can learn and apply similar strategies in our ads. We can also identify areas where our competition might be lacking and seize the opportunity for ourselves. Step number four is to create call-only ads. Call-only ads are designed specifically for mobile users. Instead of directing users to a website, these ads encourage potential customers to call your business directly by clicking on the ad. So if you offer emergency services like plumbing or vehicle recovery, these ads will help people in an emergency situation connect with you quickly and increases the chances of you converting them into a customer. Again, copy and paste the prompt into ChatGPT. For this example, let's put in plumber and London and hit enter. You now have a call-only ad set up, complete with headlines, a description, and a call to action. This layout serves as your starting point. Feel free to tweak and add your unique touch to make your ad stand out. Step five is to build site links for your ads. Site links are extra links below a main Google ad that lead to specific pages on a website. They're important because they make it easier for potential customers to check out different pages on a website without having to go to the main page, and also makes your ad look bigger on Google. For this one, we'll copy this prompt from the document and paste it into ChatGPT, and we'll use Kitchen Fitter in Hertfordshire for this example. As you can see, ChatGPT has generated some very good options for us to use, such as hurry, 10% off fittings, book a free consultation now, and get a custom design, call now. We can also take ideas from here and change it to suit our services. Next, we can use ChatGPT to write a YouTube ad. Now, if you're wondering how YouTube fits into our Google Ads campaign, we're going to use YouTube ads for retargeting. When someone clicks on our ads and does not complete a purchase, we can use YouTube ads to keep informing them about our services and business. This ad will slowly nudge them into making a purchase from us. That is retargeting. Now let's copy and paste this prompt into ChatGPT and we'll use Bathroom Fitter in Kent. And you can see ChatGPT has crafted a whole YouTube ad script. It covers the spoken part and even suggests visuals for the video. It's generated a complete framework from the initial hook to the finishing call to action. You can build up on this script and make changes to suit your business. This saves tons of time that you'd spend brainstorming and writing a video script from scratch. The next step is to find your unique selling point. We speak to a lot of businesses that face the issue of not having clarity about their USP. We can use ChatGPT to find it for you. A business's USP is usually dependent upon the cost, speed, and quality of their services. So we'll use these three factors in our prompt. Copy and paste the prompt and let's use Bathroom Fitter in London for this example. As you can see, ChatGPT has generated some USP ideas for our business. We can tweak it to match our business identity and use them in our Google Ads campaign. Step number 8 is to use ChatGPT to build our Google Ads strategy. ChatGPT can actually help you create your entire Google Ads strategy from scratch. Simply copy and paste the prompt and put in your business details. For this example, I'll put in plumbing company in London and we offer boiler repair, boiler service, boiler installation. And I'll put in our USP as no interest installation, next day fitting, 1 hour response time. We'll hit enter and ChatGPT builds out our entire ad strategy. As you can see, it gives us the keywords to use. It crafts our ads headline and description, builds our site link extension for us, and it's also generated different landing pages for our ads with different URLs. It also gives us a strategy for our ad budget and tips on how to optimize it for better results. Now, step number 9, writing a landing page. Here we're going to use ChatGPT to write the content for our entire landing page. Copy and paste this prompt into ChatGPT. For this example, let's put in that we do plastering in Essex and we offer plastering and external rendering. And our USP, over 55 star reviews and 30 years of experience. And in about us section, let's put in the year 1997 and family run business. It's built us our entire landing page, headline and subheadline, with our USP of 50 plus 5-star reviews, a why choose us section, our services, about us section, customer testimonials, contact details, and social media links. You can add more details and make changes as you like, but 80% of the work is already done. Step number 10 is to write script for your Google Ads. In Google Ads, a script is a piece of code that performs specific tasks automatically. It can adjust bids, pause underperforming ads, generate reports, manage keywords, and much more. We can use ChatGPT to write that code. For this example, our script will notify us by mail when our landing page and websites are not responding or not functioning like they're supposed to. So copy and paste the prompt and ChatGPT will write us the entire code for the script. All you have to do is put in your details such as domain name and your email address. Once done, just copy the code and go to your Google Ads campaign and paste it by clicking on the new script option in all bulk action. So now whenever there's something wrong with your website or landing page, you'll get a notification. This is just one example. You can create more scripts for more advanced actions in Google Ads. And the final step is to write code for website features. We want our website and landing pages to be interactive. So we're going to build a cost calculator by using ChatGPT. Usually you need a developer to write you a code, but with a little AI magic, we can generate the code ourselves and save a whole load of money in the process. As before, copy and paste a prompt into ChatGPT. For this example, we'll put in boiler fitting service with 5% interest over 5 years and 3 boiler options. Boiler 1 costs £1,000, boiler 2, £1,500, and boiler 3, £1,800. And they can choose from 1, 2, and 5-year plans. And then ChatGPT will write us the code in JavaScript. Now you can copy the code and test it in real time by clicking through to this link in the Google Doc and paste the code in the JavaScript section. You can generate the code in HTML or CSS if that's the language your website is built in. Go back to ChatGPT and put in write me the CSS and it will generate the code for the calculator in CSS instead. You can copy the code, go back to the site and paste it in the CSS section. Now for HTML, similarly, just type in write me in HTML and it will generate the code in HTML instead. Again, go back to the site, put in the code and click the run button. This is what your calculator will look like. You can go ahead and play with the option and see how it works. This is a very simple calculator. You can add more options, different colors, whatever you like. You can create this cost calculator for your roofing or landscaping business too. Just put in your business details in the prompt and you'll get a calculator that you can add to your website no matter your trade. And that's it, 11 ways you can use ChatGPT to build a complete Google Ads campaign. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more content like this, please like and subscribe and also leave a comment in the comment section. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.